Valeton and cats came from very different worlds. So how do you explain the fact that we see so many similar elements in their painting?
Yes, indeed. It's really strange because one is more of a European with a European 19th century background, and the other one is American, who tries to be always a very contemporary painter. It's very hard to define, but I think both have a similar attitude towards life, which is an attitude of detachment. There is a kind of neutrality in the way they render the world, cityscapes, landscapes, portraits, persons, both. And at the same time, they are real painters. They are interested in what you can do on a flat surface with colors and lines.
Now, we've discovered the juxtaposition of these paintings today. What I find very interesting is that we learn to look at both painters differently. How can you explain this?
Yes, this is something we could not imagine, of course, before hanging the show and installing everything. But this is absolutely true. I think that people who know Valeton very well and who come to see our show, they will go back home with a different image of Valeton. And the same holds true for Katz. I think this juxtaposition gives another perception of each other's and the other's work also.
Tell us about how you met Katz and what his response was when you made the proposal to him.
Yes, his first reaction was a surprise because he barely knew the work of Valeton. He knew his prints, black and white prints, and this influenced him for some time, but he didn't really know the painter Valeton. And so he was very skeptical at the beginning and said, well, this is a strange idea. And finally, he was convinced that it could work and also to be put into an art historical context was something completely new. This never happened before in any of his exhibitions, and he had many because he is 85 years old and he has a 60 years career.
Now this is really a Katz year. We have three exhibitions of this painter in Europe this year. What explains this fascination, the sudden fascination for a man who's 85 years old?
Yes, indeed, it's a Katz year, as it is a Valeton year. He will have his biggest retrospective so far in Paris this fall. But Katz is also being rediscovered, especially by European institutions. And he is one of the masters of figurative painting in the second half of the 20th and beginning of the 21st century in America. And his work influenced many, many other artists.
Now, I've just been given a little colouring booklet for children. What are they supposed to do with it?
To answer questions, to imitate positions of the nudes, for example, with their clothes on, of course, and also to imagine dialogues between two persons in a Katz painting. So it's also fun for the kids. It's an amazing show. It's a beautiful show. And at the same time, you can learn something.